Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're interacting with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending February 25th, 2017. When an artist performs at the Super Bowl and the Grammy Awards 1 week apart, good things tend to happen on the chart. That's the big takeaway from today's show. That's coming up, but let's begin in fifth place, where Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello retreat a slot with Bad Things. Is Camila still in touch with her old group? Stand by.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do.
Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello sink a slot to fifth place with Bad Things. Camila left Fifth Harmony in mid-December and tells Billboard magazine that they've had no contact since. She's not looking back, however. She's teased a possible collaboration with fellow Miami star Pitbull and is also shooting her first solo video, again, in Miami. Camila and her parents emigrated from Cuba when she was 5 years old. Here's your big news of the week. Lady Gaga re-enters the hit list in fourth place with Million Reasons. We'll catch up with Gaga right after the song.
I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
On February 5th, Lady Gaga enjoyed the most watched Super Bowl halftime performance in history. And 1 week later, she took the stage at the Grammy Awards. People took notice. And this week, she re-enters the chart at number four with Million Reasons. Lady Gaga kicks off her tour in August, while 2018 finds her co-starring in the latest remake of A Star Is Born. Gaga is back, baby. Holding in third place are Zayn and Taylor Swift, who recently reconnected with her Nashville roots. I'll have more after I Don't Wanna Live Forever.
I don't wanna live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in vain. And I don't wanna fit wherever. I just wanna keep calling your name until you come back home.
Zayn and Taylor Swift spend another week in third place with I Don't Wanna Live Forever. Long before becoming a pop superstar, Taylor Swift was a teenage singer-songwriter in Nashville. She's never abandoned her country roots, as the group Little Big Town will attest. They recently topped the country singles chart with her composition Better Man. This is Taylor's eighth chart-topping country hit as a songwriter. Staying put at number two are Migos and Lil Uzi Vert with Bad and Bougie. Are Migos working with one of the world's biggest dance stars? Hold on for more.
Bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My n***a's bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Migos and Lil Uzi Vert continue to hold the runner-up slot with their former champion Bad and Bougie. Calvin Harris is currently teasing new music on Snapchat featuring Frank Ocean along with two members of Migos. There's no word yet on a release date, but we should get it soon. Ed Sheeran is just days away from dropping his next album, and the lead single is already a global chart topper. Shape of You holds at number one.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran spends a third total week atop the Billboard Hot 100 with Shape of You. This song has topped charts around the world, including New Zealand, where Ed says he would love to live. The UK singer told local radio that he visited the island nation last year and actually applied for citizenship. No matter where you find yourself next week, I hope you'll join me for a new hit list. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.
请访问 51voa.com。